Okay, we'll start chapter 23, text 157. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, now I remember exactly where we're at, and I'll go to that part. It's actually, I'm up to text 140. Suni Sarva Vaishnava Aili Tatakshna Sabare Karena Agya Satya Nandana. When the Vaishnavas heard about this, they immediately came. Then the son of Satya instructed everyone. So I find that the parts that I'm going to be speaking on are even a little difficult to speak on. And the reason they're difficult to speak on is that they're meant for rasa. And rasa is experiential. It's not so much intellectual. And I find that I can hold people's attention more with a little philosophical understanding. I mean, I'll begin with that. It just brings me to the second verse of the Bhagavatam. And this was a real revelation for me when I read it in a commentary by Jiva Goswami. And I've repeated this many times, and many of you have been on this, so you'll remember this point. The second verse says that if one hears the Bhagavatam, even once, then immediately without delay, Krishna appears in the heart. And then the question is asked by Jiva Goswami, why this doesn't happen to us? And he gives an answer that we don't hear the things that we don't like. And then he explained that the message of the Bhagavatam is surrender to Guru and Krishna. And when you hear this term surrender, especially through its connotations and the history of its use in the English language, but especially with the nature of our conditioning in the modern world and the intellectual misconceptions that we're instilled with, it has a very negative connotation. It's very hard. I once wrote an article, Is Surrender a Bad Word, to explain at surrender, to put oneself under. And the image of surrender is more shelter, the child in the arms of the mother, rather the American soldier in the Pacific with a bayonet in his back. And when one grows up in a proper culture, where that adherence to authority is one of shelter and love, they're more likely to understand this than when one grows up in a culture where authority is more more, you get the image more of exploitation and force. But that's the message. I'm not going to explain it philosophically now, but and why it's so reasonable. But this is the point I want to make. When we do that, and we actually get that message by hearing it again and again and again, by Prabhupada in every page, when we hear it again and again, and we can go into our hearts and actually with full faith say, Krishna, what you want What you want, I will do. Knowing, as I said many times, the truth doesn't always conform to what we want and what we are attached to. Pulling up that anchor is what spiritual life is about. And well, let's say that it's where it begins. Of course.
Can you repeat that, Maharaj? Can you repeat that, please? It went out.
It went out?
Yeah. Say it again, please.
Okay. I said rather surrender is not just the essence, it's where bhakti begins. It's where bhakti begins. And but when you enter into that, then you enter into your relationship with Krishna. And when you enter into your relationship with Krishna, then you hear the text in a different way. You hear the text in terms of your relationship with Krishna. You're relishing my friend, you're relishing my child, you're relishing my master. It's, of course, it's not black and white, but it's something that gradually develops. So you're hearing it in that way. And, you know, I realize that the Chaitanya Bhagavat is what's called Rasa Shastra. Of course, there's a very, very beautiful thing with Sri Chaitanya. I described before the accessibility of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I gave the example, a lot of these kirtans are in a place called Srivasangam. And when you understand a little bit deeply the theology of Krishna Bhakti, you understand that there's actually no difference between Radha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's no difference between Vrindavan and Navadvip. The difference is in the form, not the person. And I can give an example, even a person. We know we have different colors according to moods. We can become red with rage, pale with fright. And then they even have colors, blue, the blues is depression, green is envy, yellow is cowardice. But we can see colors can change and person can remain the same. So form can change and person can remain the same. Someone's just came on, it has to mute their phone. So we see that. And therefore the difference between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Krishna. And we can see mood affects form, right? Red, rage, pale, fright. So Radha and Krishna are Madhurya. They're the fullest expression of being in terms of intimacy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Audharya. It's the fullest expression of being in terms of compassion. So it's the same. It's just the mood of the person and the form is changed. The person is the same. And the example is of Srivasangam, where the Sankirtan mission began. It's described, it is Rasa Stali in Gaurlila. It's the place of the Rasa dance. So the Rasa dance, but the form is, the mood is exact, the form has changed. But it's the same thing. It's Radha and Krishna experiencing and exchanging the highest love in the context of music and dance. But the music and dance in the Ras Lila is something that we don't have accessibility to within our bodies. But the form of the Ras Lila in terms of music and dance, we have accessibility to do. We can actually do it. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Madanga and Kartals and Kirtan and dancing. We can also do that. So it kind of makes the esoteric aspect of Krishna consciousness more accessible, and through the mood in which we can more easily embrace, which is Dasya Ras, or the mood of servitude. Because that's our relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in that terms of mood of service, and Narottam Das Thakur says this, he says that one who dives deep into the ocean of Sri Chaitanya's Sankirtan pastimes alights on the shore of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So these pastimes, in one sense, have that accessibility. But in the same sense, you hear them in terms of inspiring your relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I'm giving that kind of preamble because I think in today's class, I looked over the verses and I didn't glean so much philosophical content, but just rasa, appreciating the beauty and kirtan of Sri Chaitanya. And now I really should go quickly because I usually give the beginning, but this chapter began, and I don't have to explain too much about it at all, about Lord Chaitanya in those nocturnal kirtans in the house of Sri Vasangam, which he kept intimate for reasons which we've explained many times. And then one elevated brahmachari with all good qualities in one sense, but without devotion, somehow granted position to come. Lord Chaitanya, he no longer can express himself intimately, because there's someone who is vijitya. Vijitya means someone who is not in the same mood. Not in the same mood. Can't express themselves for fear of being understood. It's like you know, going to a Trump rally with a CNN hat and a shirt that says Hillary Clinton for president, or going to a Black Lives Matter protest with a MAGA hat. Probably you wouldn't want to express yourselves. So it's just a natural phenomena. You may have convictions of something where you feel people will misunderstand it and therefore be inhibited to express it. You'll be inhibited to express it. And I don't know if these examples are so exact, but that's what happened with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he became angry with the brahmachari. And then we had the nice example, because he accepted his fault. The remorse removed any traces of false ego that was separating him from surrendering to God. And Lord Chaitanya took him in. And then the devotees come to Lord Chaitanya. The whole theme here is this kirtan. And they come to Lord Chaitanya, they ask for blessings. And what is the blessings? The blessings is the very thing that Prabhupada gave us. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kolona Stevena Steven. He gave the blessings with the holy name. And Lord Chaitanya is just expressing. So this is the theme. Because what's going to be described in this chapter is actually the beginning of the Sankirtan movement, where Lord Chaitanya takes the kirtan to the street. And then we get a little preview how people respond to it, because there's this great devotee, Kolabacha Sridhar, who's chanting so enthusiastically. And we say he attracts a lot of people who can feel the genuineness of bhakti when it comes from the heart. Sometimes you see that when it's really genuine from the heart. I know when we're in Union Square and people would come from the subway and they see that kirtan. And if it was done with bhava in the heart, expressed by the discipline of music in a very beautiful way that doesn't present any obstacles to people opening their heart, someone will just stop and their eyes, their mouth will be open. How beautiful it is. So if someone's not envious, it's universally beautiful. And then we see people complain. And again, just a simple point. It's like when Krishna came into the arena of Kamsa, different people saw him in different ways. Kamsa, death personified, the gopis, their lover, the parents, their child, the people, this. So you perceive things according to your attitude. And in terms of people, you see a person, it's very interesting. You see a person in terms of your relationship with him. Your relationship with a person gives you access to see a particular aspect of that person that no one else can see. The child doesn't see his parents as lovers. The mother doesn't see the child as a friend. The friend doesn't see the child. The friend doesn't see his friend as a child. That special access. And then we get this scene, which will bring us up to today, that the Chandkazi, the magistrate for that area, he starts wandering down the streets one day, and he sees what the influence is of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Powerful people have influence. Real guru has influence, because if he has a real disciple, the disciple is called Shishya. And Shishya means one who takes the mood of his disciple. So there are people who have great influence. I'm thinking of Vishnu John, Iyendra, in succession from Vishnu John, Indradumna Swami, in succession from Vishnu John, Dinabandhu, in succession for Vishnu John. And then there was Jayananda, who had a different mood. Vishnu John was spontaneous devotion and kirtan, and Jayananda was the humble mood of service. And I know people that were influenced like him, but my late godbrother, Sridhar Maharaj. There was a great devotee in Vrindavan when I joined. Not when I joined, when I was there, a godbrother named Kritikarma. That's when Professor Edwin Bryan Advaita joined the ashram. And to this day, he remembers him. The bhakta leader, the person who's taking out the garbage, the person who's doing service all day and just serving. So that mood. So we can't imagine What was the influence of Lord Chaitanya? Look at the influence of Prabhupada. Look at the interest of Prabhupada and all different types of people. They just became dedicated. So many people just gave up their lives because that was Prabhupada's, for Krishna's service, because that was Prabhupada's mood. I joke, but I'm actually serious. When I was in Vrindavan, I thought to myself, if Prabhupada came and told me to establish Gaur Nitai in Mecca, I would be on the next plane. And I'm just saying, I don't think that's unusual. So what was Lord Chaitanya's influence and how he put, and he gave them instructions, take kartals, meet 5 or 10 people, clap in your homes, do kirtan. So they were doing it. And then the Chankazi walked by and stopped them and threatened them and beat them. And then there's the famous scene. There's the famous scene where the Chankazi comes to Srivasangam where they're doing kirtan and breaks the madanga. Anyway, it's called the place where the madanga is broken. They have the broken madanga on the altar. And Lord Chaitanya is so powerful, he becomes furious. And he says, we're going to take to the streets. And this is another, I think, very interesting point about Krishna consciousness that you can't neglect. That implosion leads to explosion. I don't know if I got the right words, but I'm saying really when Krishna consciousness spreads is when devotees are tightly unified and deepen their relationships and sangha based on kirtan and harikatha. And when they come together in a cooperative mood where they actually create community, where group interest becomes higher than individual or ego interest, when you can actually create a community like that. Because actually speaking, we are tired of the ego. And that's what spiritual life means. I punch initiation. There's 5 practices of initiation, the pancha samskara. Puncha samskara, 5 samskara. The first is tapa, remorse. I'm tired of the ego. Believe me, I'm going to be 70 years old and I look back at my life and I am tired of what I've done with my ego, with being in the center and thinking I'm in the center and wanting to be in the center and not even knowing I'm doing it and all the lost opportunities for spreading Krishna consciousness because of that. So community is a place where you can happily hang your ego by the door and enter with an open heart, with a place that serves your interests better than yourselves. And with that open heart and coming together like Lord Chaitanya Srivasangam, it's not going to be able to be contained inside. And that's what happens. And it spreads to the street and people have faith. Prabhupada, yeah, Mecca, Gaur Nitai, I'm on the next plane. So, yeah. Let's take out the torches. Thousands, hundreds of thousands. Everyone's taking out the torches, and this is how the Sankirtan mission begins. And it's a good message for us. A good message for us. Otherwise, we've seen when it's just going out, but no community, what are people going to come back to? And we've seen that also. So now this is a very, Lord Chaitanya instructs everyone. Well, this is a very interesting point. I'm saying there's not many points. Advaitacharya will dance in front and one group will sing near him. Lord Chaitanya organizes the kirtans. He's done this throughout the stay in Puri. And it's a very interesting thing. When there is good management and organization, you don't see it. And when you don't see it, then the group can practice spontaneous devotional service. But when you see it, the management, because there's struggle and there's mismanagement or there's rebelliousness, that's all people think about. So Lord Chaitanya, very intelligent, he organizes things in a beautiful way. Discipline of music. Kirtan is bhava expressed by the discipline of music. So he organizes the kirtan. He picks who's the lead singer. It says in the Bhakti Sandarbha that of all practices of devotion, kirtan is the best. And of kirtan, the kirtan with sambandha, the kirtan of your beloved Lord is the best. And the best kirtan is when you sing it yourself, unless there's someone better than you. So Lord Chaitanya, he picks who is the kirtan singer. He picks who are the responders. I assume the responder is sometimes, because there's no microphone, help amplify the kirtan singer. And he picks a lead dancer. It's not a mosh pit. It's very graceful and very beautiful. The discipline of music, the discipline of dance. Just like the kirtan of the Cowherd Boys, we described that. It's mahagyani. It's very sonorous and melodious. Shanai. It's done very gradually. The tempo follows the bhav. Not that the tempo follows the mood of devotion. The tempo doesn't dictate the mood of devotion. Anurupita, and it's done appropriately according to the occasion. And most important, it's done very deep from the heart. So this is the kirtan. And you'll see. Now I'll read a little bit and we can relish our rasa with Lord Chaitanya. You can even pray that you're in the kirtan. Advaitacharya will dance in front. One group will sing near him. Lord Chaitanya is instructing. Haridas will dance in the middle. One group will sing next to him. Behind him, Srivas Pandit will dance. One group will sing at his side. As soon as the Lord looked at Nityananda, Nityananda said, I will never leave your side. Never leave Lord's side, because sometimes Lord Chaitanya would jump so high in the air, and when he got in the air, he would become completely unconscious. And then he'd be running, and then there was sometimes five or six devotees with a cloth, like firemen, you know, when someone's jumping out of a building and holding something for them. But this is also his bhav. Otherwise, Lord Chaitanya himself, Vakreshwara Pandit, Haridas Thakur, and Advaita was sometimes chosen as the dancers. And we can imagine that dance because these people were Mahabhagavat. So every movement is born out of the deepest love and it talks the deepest love and expresses the deepest love. And everyone follows them as they're dancing. O Lord, my only duty will be follow you for support. I will not relinquish your feet from my heart for even a moment. This was Nityananda's qualification. It was not his social behavior, because he was avadut. But this is why he was Nityananda. Because the heart was so dedicated to Lord Chaitanya. And this is where bhakti is. You know, I had a realization that I'm going to express in my Monday morning greetings. It's called The Road Less Traveled. That was the name of a poem, and the line of a poem, by Robert Frost, who was, I don't know, 50 years ago, American poet laureate, then a psychologist, wrote a book by that name, who said personal responsibility and self-discipline. You need those things to achieve success, and it's the road less traveled. And I wrote about that. And I wrote about that in relationship to myself. And I was thinking, I'm quite energetic today. I had my acupuncture treatment, but also looks can deceive also. There's still something there. But what I wrote about is, you know, I was on this vrata, this namvrata before this health thing hit me, this arthritic condition, which is actually one of the reasons I was delayed today, because it just set everything back. You know, a little bit more tired and things just slowed down and I lost track of time. But what I wrote is that, you know, I had this great health and I could sit with my back up straight and sukha and sthira, the body is steady and happy. And, you know, it facilitated chanting. And then all of a sudden I couldn't. And then when I saw that I couldn't, my determination had to become more from my, had to become more from my heart than my self-discipline. Determination had to come more from my feelings than my discipline. And then I'm actually understanding and realizing that that's the real source of absorption. So this is really where bhakti has to come from. And therefore humility. Without humility, there's no heart. Because without humility, there's, what's it called? Entitlement. Entitlement is a selfish feeling. It has to be real humility and yearning and dependence. And when you talk about Nityananda, that's what his heart is. What ability do I have to dance independently? Wherever you are, I am there. This is my devotional service. Now I'm finding, yes. What ability do we have independent from God? And I'm just thinking about it because I finished the Monday morning greeting. I have to have the next one. And what will I write about? And then I thought, well, where do I get ideas to write about every week? Different ideas, different realizations. And I realize it's inspiration. And the phenomenon of inspiration is mystical. When Mozart wrote his symphonies, they all popped into his head with all the different intricacies. He was amazed. There's scientists that have been working on problems for years and they couldn't figure them out. And then it came. Sarvesya chaham hidi sunni vishto matasmitir ganam. I'm situated in everyone's heart, and from me comes remembrance, forgetfulness, and knowledge. On seeing the symptoms of ecstatic love in the body of Lord Nityananda, the Lord embraced him and kept him at his side. In this way, according to their sweet will, some devotees danced independently and some danced near the Lord. So some crowded around the Lord, and then others were spinning around in different places, absorbed, just spinning around and dancing. Oh, brothers, hear attentively about the kirtan procession. By hearing these topics, one is relieved from the bondage of fruitive activities. Now it names the devotees. And this is inspirational because devotees embody different practices of devotional service, different moods of devotional service. But there's one thing, there's devotional service. I thought of an analogy, I don't know if it's mine, but I haven't heard it before, that when you become pure, you become the same without compromising your individuality. It's like different shapes of metal. If you put them in fire, they become fire. So they become the same, they're heat and light, but they maintain their individual expression of heat and light. So devotees are like that. They're very, very different. I remember one of my friends, he just couldn't understand this other devotee. You know, whatever. And he went to a senior devotee and expressed himself. And the senior devotee gave him some advice. And when a senior devotee, a very advanced devotee, gives advice, it's a mantra practically that you could keep for the rest of your life. And when I heard it, it was one of those mantras. There are different types of Vaishnavas. So it's expressed here, devotees headed by Gadadhar, who taught Lord Chaitanya the Bhagavatam, who is Radharani in Gaur Lila, Vakreshwara Pandit, who danced for 72 hours straight, Gangadas, Ramai, Govinda Nandana, Sri Chandrasekhar, Vasudev, Sri Garba, Mukunda, Sridhar, Govinda, Jagadananda, Nandana, Acharya, and Sukumbar, who are all expert in the performance of kirtan. I remember when I first came to the Brooklyn Temple in Henry Street, they had all stars. The press was there, so they had so many. They had all stars in every aspect of Krishna consciousness. They had all-star speakers. Especially I remember Jayadvaita Swami and Jadarani. They had all-star kirtaneers. Jai Sachi Nandana, Agni Dev, Vishnu Gada. They had all-star cooks. And I remember going in and hearing the kirtan, and the Madanga beats were so supportive and in line. Madhur, madhur, madhur bhaji, madhur, madhur, dur bhaji. So sweet. So these are all expert. An expert means they contribute to the overall effect. Beyond their own individual performance. You know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave an interesting commentary on Trinadapi. So we should chant the holy name like the store in the street. Or maybe this was explained to me by Pradyumna. So he said, it's like you have a lawn and you have grass. Each blade of grass contributes to the overall effect of the lawn. No blade of grass says, hey, look at me. So Pradyumna said, that's Trinadapi Kirtan. Where everyone contributes to the overall effect and tries not to stand out individually. In opposition to the overall effect. So these are all expert. All expert. Lord Chaitanya has innumerable servants. How many names can I know? Vedavyas will reveal their names in the Puranas. What human being has the ability to describe how the Lord danced with his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions? This is definitely coming from Lord Chaitanya's, no, not from the Bhagavatam. When it describes in the Bhagavatam and it predicts the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, and it says, Krishna Vanam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangasta Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtaya. Yagyai Sankirtaya Prayer, Yajanti Hisumeda. So those are intelligent. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam. There will be someone of the Varna of Krishna, or the color of Krishna. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam. But he's a Krishna. He's not Krishna. He's golden. Sango Pangastapar. And he will come with his weapons and his associates. His associates are his weapons for his Sankirtan mission. So that's the wonderful pastimes manifested by the son of Sachi have never been manifest by any other incarnation. The happiness of Vishnavar slowly and steadily increased as the afternoon arrived. Who can describe the ecstasy of the devotees? They all floated in an ocean of happiness. I see, because I started late. It's already past 9, so I'm just going for a few more minutes. The husband of the goddess of fortune was to dance through the streets of Navadvip. On seeing this, the miseries of the living entities will be vanquished. All moving and non-moving living entities, including women, children, and elderly people, we become free from all bondage simply by seeing the dancing. Because what's bondage? Bondage is false ego, desire, joy, and control. The conception or desire to be the center. And how do you get out of the center? By love. And what is, and when you have true love, then someone else becomes the center. And universal love is to love God. So by seeing Lord Chaitanya, by seeing how attractive he is, by seeing his dancing, by hearing his kirtan, you develop love. I want to serve. I'm just thinking how powerful Prabhupada was. The people that came to Prabhupada were the gentle ruffians. They a lot, mostly were ruffians. But somehow or other, Prabhupada was just so attractive that by seeing him and hearing him, etc., they developed this thing that he's the center. They developed this thing. So, seeing Lord Chaitanya. They loved him. Just seeing him. As dusk approached, everyone lost external consciousness in ecstasy. Millions of people gathered at the Lord's doorstep. Their loud vibration of Hari's names penetrated the universe. The loud roaring of Sachi filled the ears of everyone. As they all became overwhelmed by his loud roars, they chanted the names of Hari and lit their torches. Millions of torches were lit in the four directions, and millions of people chanted the name Hari in four directions. Who has the ability to describe that wonderful scene and the ecstasy that manifested there? So now they're going to march to the Chankazi. But this incredible kirtan with these kirtan parties, and they're going by people's houses all through Navadweep, and people are just coming out in the throngs with torches, millions of people in torches, as the kirtan is right. And what to speak, who is leading the kirtan? Lord Chaitanya is just dancing so gracefully. So it's so powerful. I just remember times in New York when there are only five or six of us going out on Harinam on Fifth Avenue, but it was so expertly done. You know, you start with this bubble, the New York City's around you with its roaring cars and its passion. And then your potency seems to expand until everything seems to be within the kirtan, and also so many floors high up. It's so powerful. Okay, a little passionate today because right before I came, I had to eat something quick. But anybody will do, you know, like to express a reflection, something that they think, wow, I could take this back with me. Anybody like to share?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Isra Jaishwari.
Yes.
I really like the explanation of Trinath Apisunichana, how you said that everyone contributes to the overall effect, that no one, that all of them were experts, but no one actually wants to stand up individually, that they all create a beautiful offering together. It's a wonderful expression of humility, actually.
Thank you. I like how you express that too. Everyone is expert, but no one wants to compromise the overall effect of the kirtan and stand out. So therefore, it's humility. Thank you. Anybody else like to express some reflection?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Oh, Nityamji. Hare Krishna. Yes.
When he told that the Lord Chaitanya very secretly managed the kirtan, and I realized that in this time and in every moment in our life, when we come to Krishna consciousness, you and the other gurus, my dear gurus and guru and the other gurus, do the same thing with your disciples, because you know the mood of your disciples one by one, but with your instructions, you bring them all together under one, under your shelter, and then change the moods. And you teach us how to serve Krishna. And this is the same thing that Lord Chaitanya did that in that time.
Well, I say the attempt should be there to create community where there's a common interest, where all these strong individuals can hang their individual interest at the door, being confident that the common interest will serve their individual interests and even empower better than they can do themselves. Thank you, Nityangi. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
Anybody else have a reflection that stuck with them?
Well, Maharaj, it's Jan.
Haribo.
I thought it was interesting that you had two very different ideas that fit together so well. One is that the idea of the grass and everyone's individuality is sort of joins together to create a common effort, but also that each person reveals a different aspect of Krishna in their relationship with him.
Yeah, right. It's interesting. I didn't put them together at the time, but I think it really fits that there's that. And what I think what happens is when there's that real powerful common interest, and that actually is capable of serving people better than they can serve themselves, and it's real community, then people come in that mood of surrender, but at the same time, they become empowered to serve the common interest with their individual interests. Okay, thanks, Jim. And maybe you can visit me again next week. We'll talk about that later, okay? Okay, anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Bhakti Devi.
Yes.
You know, it just really reminds me of a very well-organized, peaceful protest march that kind of... It's like the very beginnings of activism, the whole Sankirtan movement, you know, like to change the mood. It's like what people are doing today, trying to change the mood of the country. And I mean, it's not like Chaitanya's Sankirtan, but...
Well...
It does remind me of
your phone is a little bit off.
But you also had mentioned the text.
Bhakti Devi, your phone is not good reception.
And I guess my question, if that is the case, is it? Do you also translate or interpret relationship with Krishna? Oh, so it's a little better. I'll ask you later.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Anybody else have a reflection? Okay, if people just want to say hello, it gives us a sense of community. It's always nice.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Okay, Kala Chandri and Shradhanjali. Haribo, nice to hear from you. Haribo.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Namaste here.
Oh, it's so Haribo. Great. It's so great. Every week.
It's very good that you seem very better, Maharaj. We are very glad to see you. Slowly.
It's still definitely there. It's still definitely there. But I think the passion comes because when I got called, I realized, well, wait a second, my breakfast is just ready. And now the class has started. So I had to eat fast and then come. I think it created an energy, but let's see. I'm hopefully. Thank you. Okay, anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
This is Hema Gauri.
Oh, Hema Gauri, nice to see you. Thank you.
Nice to see you too. Thank you.
Okay, great.
Hare Krishna.
Hi, Bo.
Very good.
Anybody else?
Hare Krishna, Siddheshwari here. Thank you, Maharaj, for the wonderful
class. Wow. I feel like I'm in your country. I pray this is just like the next step, you know? Okay, thank you.
You're so grateful. That's what I can say.
Okay, great. Good.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Wow. This is like, great to see you, Sudama.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Thank you.
Let us all pray that we meet together again.
Sure.
In Govardhan and Mayapur.
Yes.
And go down Tarampur Road.
Yeah.
Towards the yoga pit with the kirtan of the somewhere Vaishnavas. Okay. Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Lal Govinda.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, Lal. You're on for tomorrow.
All right.
What?
We're looking forward to it.
You're going to use all your talents in one day.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj.
Oh, Krishna Prani.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Wow.
Nice to see you again.
Great, great. Nice to see you. Hare Bo.
Hare Krishna.
Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Mukunda.
Hey, nice to hear from you, Mukunda. Maybe drop me a line this week and let me know how you're doing, okay?
Sure, Maharaj.
Okay, anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dr. Gopinath here.
See you soon.
Can't wait. All right,
coming down your way soon. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Sri Rupa.
Sri Rupa, I won't be far. You'll have to stop by. Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Sri Gandharvika.
Oh, great. Good. Yep, I pray you could visit in New York again like last year one day, but we never know what the future is. Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Gail here. Listen, is that broken mridanga on the altar, is that an original?
I doubt it. But what's original? Krishna can manifest in any way. You know, when they make a deity, is that the original Krishna? Yes. But they still make a deity. I doubt it, but I can't say not. Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Tiffany.
Oh, hello, Tiffany. Hare Krishna.
Good to see you.
A few more people.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Brajarade.
Brajarade, I'll be in your part of town soon too. Maybe I'll come over. We'll see. Okay, anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Jackie Shori.
Hare Bo. Okay, anybody else? Okay, we can end for now. Excuse me again for being late, but the passion of getting ready maybe inspired me. And it was so nice to see everybody. Thank you so much. Anybody still around at 11 o'clock or a little less than 2 hours from now? I'll have another class. Hare Krishna.